case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I don't know how to feel about this. Khloe Kardashian was sporting a big rock on her finger. We had talked about how she was spending a lot of time with Tristan during quarantine, Riggs.
Yeah.
And now she's got a big rock. And it's like, but he cheated on you the day before you had the baby. What the hell's wrong with you? So I get triggered by this because, hello, I've been through this crap. So I'm like, whoa. The guy got stuck in quarantine. Decided to work on his marriage because he, or not marriage, relationship with his baby mama because he had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And now she's saying she's happy he's been working so hard. And I'm like, what happens when it all goes back to normal? Like, I'm sure they talk about that in therapy, but I can't imagine why you would think this would be a good idea.
How do you know it's an engagement ring?
All the men in the world. Well, she said it's not. She said it's not, but we're not stupid. She also just said that it's not, but they're working on things and they're happy right now. So that's implying they're together. So he obviously gave her a ring.
Yeah.
She's saying they're not engaged. And I'm like, well, honey, if you got a man giving you a big rock and you don't want to say yes, might not be the one. If you're still on, if you're still on edge because you're not sure, might not be the one, honey. If he cheated on you the day before you had a baby, might not be the one, honey.
Maybe not.
I'm done. Have a great day.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Do you remember the show back in the day, Unsolved Mysteries, Allie?
Yes.
With Robert Stack, where they would talk about like missing people or murders that went unsolved or UFOs and ghost stuff. It was like, it was always something crazy.
It was before the internet and true crime podcasts.
Yes.
I mean, it's, yes.
Which makes sense that Netflix would want to bring it back. And it came back yesterday. They dropped a whole new season of Unsolved Mysteries, like rebooted and retinkered with.
It's like the 1980s version of all the documentary and investigative shows we have now.
Yeah.
It's like when the Real World becomes the core for reality TV, you know? Like, Unsolved Mysteries is the core for crime TV, man.
The worst part about it is that at the end, they were like, if you know anything about this, call us now. And I was like, God damn it, they don't even know what happened to this guy. So, like, last night we were watching this episode about...
Oh, that is the worst about the end.
Yes.
If there's no conclusion and they don't know where they went, I hate those endings.
So, like, last night I watched the first episode, and it's about this guy that he gets a phone call at, like, 9 o'clock at night, and he rushes out of his house, and they don't know what happened, and he goes missing for, like, 6 days. And they find out that he fell through, like, this hole from a ceiling in a hotel, and they don't know if he jumped, because there's nothing showing that he could have... There's no way physically he could have jumped from this building. And how they found his body in a weird way. And then there was like, they found out that he had like Freemason ties to him.
Riggs, they're saying that they don't think he really jumped.
No.
Is that what you're telling? Is
exactly.
that the point of the story?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying they didn't really know if he jumped.
Exactly.
And then they leave it with, but that's all we know. Have a great day.
They're like, if you know anything about this, call now. And I'm like, well, I don't know anything about this, but I want to know more. Which is the worst part. At least with true crime, like at the end, they catch the guy and they arrest him or something happens.
Well,
and then you're like, oh, wow, justice was served.
This is like anything, whether it's our show, like our radio show or a TV show or anything you watch. If you don't have an answer to a question or it doesn't come. This is why movies have beginnings, middles, and ends.
That's why stories have beginnings, middle, and ends.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are you taught growing up in school about writing, Riggs? How hard is it drilled into our head about introduction or beginning or middle or end and do this and it's got to have a meat to the story, but you got to bring it back around.
Unsolved Mysteries apparently skip that in school because they don't have an ending ever. They're like, we don't know what happened. Nobody does, but if you know, call this number for tips. But I was thinking about, are there other shows that need to make a comeback for one season? I think it's cool to bring it back for one season because it is something cool that's like nostalgic from our youth a little bit. At least people that grew up in the 90s and 2000s.
Bring awareness. You're hoping that if you do a story on this death that is unsolved, that somebody's going to see it who knows something and call. And you know what?
That's what
it happens.
That's what America's Most Wanted did back in the day.
100%.
Remember that? That was a guy, I think it was John Walsh that started it. His son went missing and he started that show and started talking about all these crimes that were happening and started people calling in with public tips. But what's a show that you wish would come back for like one season? Like it went away and you wish it would just come back for maybe just like one more season. It left, it was too early for its time. What do you think? 414-799-1037. I don't know. It's because some TV shows could have kept going. Like Dexter was one of those shows that I loved. Do you remember Dexter?
I forgot about Dexter.
Dexter was a great show. It was about a serial killer that killed serial killers.
Which is glorious.
I know. It was a really good show, but then it ended, and I was like, I wish it would come back for one more season. Just one. Just one.
Yeah.
What's a show you'd like to see come back just once?
Maybe some of mine came back too, Riggs, like Double Dare. Hello.
Yes, Double Dare.
Some of them like came back. That's what's so crazy about
Full
it,
House,
you know?
Made a comeback a little bit.
Yep.
With Fuller House. 414.
Found out that wasn't necessary in the end.
No, not at all. 414-799-1037. You can call or text him. We'll talk to you next. By the way, to the person that texted in to 414-799-1037 and said, Riggs, it's called Unsolved Mysteries. Of course you're going to go to the end with no answer. I said that to my wife as well because she goes, I wonder what happened. I go, we're not going to find out. It's called Unsolved Mysteries. That's the point of the show. It's unsolved. But if you're just tuning in, Unsolved Mysteries came back on Netflix yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, it's cool that they brought it back for a season. What are some other shows that could come back for one more season? Just one more season. 414-799-1037. You can also text that number. So people are saying Game of Thrones. People loved Game of Thrones. And it was really sad when it ended.
Yeah.
And it ended kind of terribly, too, if you're asking me.
I never watched it, but I know people were, like, obsessed with it.
100%. Tony is in Racine. What's up, Tony? It's a show you wish would come back for just one more season. Just one more.
Oh, man. I'd have to say The Fresh Bel-Air.
What's that?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Riggs.
Are you serious?
I heard that even when he wasn't speaking clearly. I speak that language.
That's what I'm talking about. That has deserved at least two more.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Exactly. I agree. I think that whole trend needs to come back, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Yeah.
I'll finish it for you, Riggs, because I don't think he caught on.
He didn't. It's okay.
Riggs was trying to sing with you.
Now I caught on.
Yeah. No. Man, yes, I would love for those, like, some of those 90s shows can come back. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would definitely be a good one.
Hold on. Can we just side note the big news that's out about Will Smith right now, if we're going to bring up Fresh Prince, that there's all these stories going around that him and Jada have this open marriage, and she's been with that other dude. I have so many questions, but that's just, if you're bored, Google that today, okay?
Yes.
Just Google that story when you're bored today about what's happening with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Tony, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Amanda,
what's the TV show you wish would come back for just one more season?
Oh my God, Firefly.
Firefly? I remember the show.
What was that? I don't remember it.
Okay, so Fox aired it, but they aired all of the episodes out of order, so it was very confusing, so it didn't get good ratings, so they canceled it. There's only like 12 or 13 episodes and then a movie following it.
Was it like a sci-fi show?
In his prime, yes.
Uh-huh.
Why did they show it out of order?
No idea.
it was on purpose? Like I don't know.
Why does Fox do a lot of things? Fox has a lot of strange things with their shows. Like Family Guy. They had Family Guy. They canceled it for a couple of years, and then people brought it back. I was like, what are you doing, Fox? Yeah, you're strange. Yeah.
Someone messed up.
That's because dudes in their
order.
Yeah.
And
that is so weird.
Show. It's really it's cowboys in space.
Hey.
Cowboys in what?
Cowboys in space.
In space.
Which sounds great.
Space.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's hilarious. It's Nathan Fillion in his prime.
All right.
Okay.
Firefly, which will come back for just one season. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
We got a bunch of texts to 414-799-1037, and they say The Office, which is people want back.
Oh, yeah.
And another one is Orange is the New Black, they wish would come back.
Oh, yeah. I wish that would come back.
Yeah.
That was a good show. Mike is in Waukesha. Mike, what's a show you wish would come back for just one more season? Just one more.
Okay, this is an anime. It's called In Another World with My Smartphone.
In Another World with My Smartphone. What was it on?
It was basically, it's an anime show, and it depicts about the being that some people refer to as God accidentally acting this kid before he hits 15 and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm really sorry about this, but you know, I'm going to give you a second chance in life, but I can't send you back to the world that you were born into, but I'm going to send you to a place full of magic and stuff.
And this was like an anime show?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he used the gifts that God gave him, like, for, like, all the elements and stuff.
All right.
And went around, like, helping people. Like, he saved two girls who were about to be kind of like a...
Oh, we get it. You really want the show to come back. You really want the show to come back.
Yeah, but...
One more season. One more.
Riggs is bored with your description. I'm going to tell you the truth because I know him and I can see it.
Yeah.
But see, I but he's passionate about it,
of course,
so
he
it must have been kind of good.
What was your substitution for this show? Like, what took its place?
Well, it was interesting because for me, it was actually depicting some of the Chinese deities.
Okay.
Like, they have the four mystic animals.
Which were?
Oh, you're like deep into anime, dude. Like, you're like really deep, huh?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, no, it's okay. I just don't know anything about it.
Nothing. Pokemon is as far as I go with anime.
Oh, my God.
And that's not even anime, really. Mike.
Is this Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, this is like talking to my kids about Pokemon. I don't know what's happening right now. Like, that's literally what's happening between me and you. I'm like, okay. And I'm trying to catch on, and I can't.
What was the name of the show one more time, Mike?
In Another World with My Smartphone.
In Another World with My Smartphone, you wish we'd come back for one more season. All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling this morning. Appreciate you listening.
We had some texts that said, somebody said, I wish they'd bring back My Name is Earl.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else said Parenthood, which I forgot about that show. That was a solid show people loved. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Rescue 911. We got a lot of those.
One of my old teachers was on Rescue 911. That was a great show. People put on our Facebook page, Desperate Housewives, How I Met Your Mother, Friends.
Desperate Housewives was good, but it would not be as good now.
The Sopranos.
Ooh, Dead Like Me. Somebody said bring back 24 or that 70 show.
24 was a great show.
Danny Masterson just got arrested for rape. I don't think we're going to be bringing back that 70 show anytime soon.
Maybe someone else in his spot. One more call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, what's one show you wish they'd bring back for just one more season?
I was just talking about this with my boyfriend. Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yes.
Yes, honey.
Saved
but nothing
the Bell.
Is as good as the originals. Like, when they're trying to have new casts.
They're bringing it back. They just don't have everybody together.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. 100%. It's going to be on NBC's new platform, the NBC streaming platform. I've seen Mark Gosselaar's not in it. It's Jesse.
It doesn't matter.
I know. It's just Jesse Spano and AC Slater are the only two that are talking about it right now.
If you don't have Zach, we're not interested, okay?
Right? Yes, exactly.
When I wake up in the morning and the longest I don't want it, I don't think I'll ever make it. With this, all right, just in case you want it.
Nice.
Because it is Throwback Thursday.
An episode of Barbie in the Dreamhouse without Ken and Barbie. Like, it just doesn't work, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true. They'd all have to be back.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, look for it. It's going to be on the NBC streaming platform. I'm not even sure when, but look it up. They are definitely doing a reboot of some sort of Saved by the Bell. So
awesome. I will look for it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one. See ya.
You too. Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, 6:55. It's Throwback Thursday. We'll play a throwback song for you next. It's like, I heard this in forever. I thought this was a joke. They said they were doing it at Miller Park for Brewers fans. I thought it was a joke, but now it's real because it's on the Brewers website, Allie. Is that you can
buy. Okay, so what?
You can, because the Brewers are coming back, but they're playing to an empty stadium. They're not allowing fans there.
Right.
However, you can buy a cardboard cutout of yourself that will be put in the seats of Miller Park in the Bob Uecker section. For $50, and it goes on sale this morning.
You bleeping kidding me right now?
Not at
man.
All. I thought, that's stupid. Nobody's really gonna
that
do that.
That is, but they hysterical.
2-foot cutouts.
Want one. Damn it.
They'll cost $50. They'll go on sale at 9 a.m. this morning.
Oh,
a portion of the proceeds are gonna benefit the Brewers Community Foundation, and you and your friend or whoever you do will be in section 422. It's the Bob Uecker section. There's a
section.
Will
you sit by me?
Sure, of course. Yes. We don't have to really put up with each other there. You don't have to put up with drunk
totally
people.
I would totally blow $50 to have my 100%. Face in that section. Now, is 100%. It going to be some section like far away where you don't even see them on TV anyway?
Here's the thing.
So
section,
it's stupid.
Section 422, it's Bob Uecker's section. This is to celebrate Bob Uecker's 50th season as the voice of the Brewers. His 65th year in Major League Baseball, so it's kind of a nod to him. But they're showing kind of an example of what the seats would look like. And in that section, there's like a statue of Bob Uecker sitting up in 422, and there's two little cutouts sitting right in front of him, right there. So you have
Bob Uecker didn't pick 420, huh?
Nope.
Guess you learned something new every day about these people.
Yeah, sure did. That's right. So it's on Brewers.com. You can find it all there. The tickets go on, or the cutouts will go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning.
Dude, they should do this to, like, instead of selling real tickets. Like, we will put you behind the dugout during the game, a cardboard cutout of you. It has to be approved so you don't try to mess with our players and distract them.
Right.
But I would so be it. And if they don't do that, then they don't even need to do that. They could just put a damn Chick-fil-A sign or whatever in the seat and go, we're using this for sponsors.
Why not let it distract the players? The fans are there distracting the players anyway, so why not add a little bit of element of some competition there? Why not?
Hysterical, man. Yeah. Hysterical.
9 o'clock this morning.
I vote do it in the whole stadium, man.
Just fill the stadium with cardboard cutouts. Do you imagine one of the balls goes into the stands and knocks it over?
It'd be amazing. It would like knock out Cindy and Stallus, and I'd start laughing.
And they got one guy in charge of going and lifting Cindy back up,
right.
Setting her up.
The one usher in all of Miller Park has to go pick her up.
It's Kiss FM.
Oh, God.
Throwback Thursday. More money, more problems.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you remember Christina Ricci?
Jesus. No.
I know. Was that a blast from the past or what, dude?
I gotta Google Christina Ricci and remember what she was
Adam's
in. Hold
family,
on.
Right? I mean, yeah. I can't even. Well, look, one of the last things that she was in was the TV show Pan Am. Now, that was on for like 5 seconds, okay,
yes.
When it came out in 2011.
Oh, okay.
Remember Pan Am? But I think like Adam's Family and
Casper,
stuff like that.
Casper, Sleepy Hollow, Black Snake Moan. Those are some of the other movies she's been in.
She was a child actress in my mind. Like, she was a child star, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, she is now married to a guy that she met on the set of Pan Am, okay?
Okay.
He's a behind-the-scenes guy. He's, like, not, and I don't mean director. I mean, like, dolly grip guy. Like, behind-the-scenes camera guy. Not,
a key
not
grip.
An important guy. Yeah, I don't mean him as an important guy, okay?
Okay.
So, anyway, she meets this guy on the set. And they basically were like, hey, we got a problem here. The police go. At 9:20 in the morning, respond for a domestic battery call. 9 in the morning. So then they didn't end up arresting him. However, they have a 5-year-old kid together, and they got married a few years ago. Basically, they didn't arrest him, but she got a protective order against him. So she'll have that now. And yesterday, we talked about the guy from Maroon 5 getting charged with domestic violence and arrested. So it's like, is this where they said some of this mental health stuff, when people were going to start exploding and you were going to start to see it? Or you have places where people are already in abusive relationships and quarantined to expose that kind of thing? You know, I don't know what the answer is to that.
What is it?
I mean, they say it every day that everyone's anxiety and mental health is just plummeting. You got to be careful right now, you know, because the world's so crazy.
So uncertain.
So much. Yeah.
Think about what's happened in 2020 and what could possibly happen for the rest of the year. It's like, what?
Oh my gosh. Well, and I'm not, just to be clear, like, arrest his ass. Like, I'm not worried about him. I'm just saying, seeing more and more of this is not going to shock me, unfortunately.
No. Domestic abuse claims have been up in Milwaukee alone. I talked to somebody from Sojourner Peace House that domestic violence is up like crazy amounts in Milwaukee alone.
Stuck in the house with people, or you can't get away from your abuser.
Children and men and women both. Yeah. It's not good.
Oh, it makes me wonder. Oh, I can't.
Christina Ricci. Sad. What a blast from the past, by the way.
Yeah. No kidding.
Are you going to get stood up? I don't know. It depends on what you did, Allie. What the hell happened? Because you're supposed to have a date tomorrow night.
Yeah, but like, it's not even that serious, right? Like, it's the first date in a long time. But I was talking to a few different dudes, so I was like, okay, I'll go out with this one. Fine. He seems cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not spending all this time, like, talking to them. Like, I just want to go out and have a drink, and like, if we connect, we connect, and if we don't, bye. Like, I don't want to message you for days, okay?
No. Nobody wants that anyways.
I barely talked to him, but it's like a little here and there. So he had been texting me a little more, but not a lot. So he texted me late the other night. Like, I said, I'm falling asleep. I'll talk to you, you know, tomorrow. And he's like, okay, we'll chat later. So when I woke up, I see the text from him saying, get some sleep. I'll talk to you later. And so then I wrote him back in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Which would be normal. I was like, oh, sorry, I fell asleep. Chat later. Meaning like, and then I never heard from the guy again yesterday. Never. Oh. So are you following me? So like he was like texting me and messaging me.
Okay.
And then I said, I'll go out with you. And then he's texting me and I responded the next morning and then I never heard another thing. It's the weirdest thing ever.
How long ago was this?
I did.
When was this?
This was yesterday.
Oh,
this is what
fine.
I'm saying. This all happened within a day.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. So I have two questions. One, I have other dudes I can go out with. So yeah. I kind of want to clip this guy, but I don't want to be impulsive after a day because I don't even know him. And what if he texts me and goes, hey, we still on for the date? And I'm like, oh, I'm going out with somebody else because you didn't respond for a day. Like, do I do that? You know what I'm saying?
That's just stupid that you're thinking like that. You're overthinking it.
What did you do? Should I go out with somebody else or just wait to see if he texts me?
You already
back?
Set
How
it up with this guy.
Get?
Go out with him. You're really thinking that he's going to stand you up because you didn't respond until the morning?
I haven't heard from him in 24 hours. Yes.
That's fine.
The date is tomorrow. Yes, I think he's going to stand me up.
If you don't hear from him today,
I want to set up another one.
If you don't hear from him today, then I would say yes, 100%.
But it's tomorrow. So now okay, so fine. So you're saying give him another day to respond.
Yeah, of course.
Before I book a date with somebody else.
Because you just said at the beginning of this.
He's wasting my Friday.
You just said at the beginning of this that you're not reading too much into it. You just want to go out and hang out. You're not overthinking it. So he's probably thinking the same thing. He's like, fine, whatever.
Right,
she texted me back in the morning. He's got other things to do. He's living his life. Maybe he texts you back later today. I think you're overthinking it way too much. I think so.
So 2 days later. Is okay to text somebody back after you've been texting them every day? No way, dude. No way.
Why not?
No way.
We're guys. We don't care.
Well, things like that make me start to think they're married and stuff. See, that's when I start to wonder.
Oh God,
when
now you're going down. Don't go down that rabbit hole. Don't.
Well, okay, fine. I won't. But I guess what I did instead, I Googled his number. This is why I said, should I have done this?
Oh God.
Yeah.
You Googled his number?
Tell me I look into too much. I'm crazy. But guess what? Allie always finds out bad stuff about people that she wouldn't have known had she not done it, would she? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's like
so
looking.
You tell me not to do it, but I find stuff that's relevant to the situation.
I know,
so
but
I
this
Googled
is.
Googled his number.
This is like reading it the ingredients on the back of Oreos. You don't want to read that. I don't want to know what's in them. I don't want to know what's in it. I don't know. I'm sure there's some bad things in there, but I don't want to know.
I don't even care if he stands me up, Riggs. Just tell me if we're going out or not so I can go out with somebody else. That's where I'm at. But here's what happened when I Googled his number, and I need your help.
Hold on. Tell me what happened after Notorious B.I.G. Tell me next.
Okay, fine.
Hold on. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Apparently, I was giving you bad advice, Allie, according to the woman that just called up.
Oh, what'd she say?
Because, well, I'll let her tell you herself. Go ahead. Hannah, keep it clean and go ahead and tell Allie what you were telling me. Go ahead.
Hi, Allie.
Hey,
hi,
girl.
Allie. I called Riggs to tell him that he was giving you the wrong info.
In your opinion, but go ahead.
Let me hear it.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The same exact thing happened to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I called back a day later or whatever, and he got mad.
So wait a second. Hold on. If you just came in, we're talking about how I have a date on Friday. The guy had texted me and messaged me, and then when I responded, he texted me late at night a couple days ago. I responded the next morning when I woke up, and I haven't heard from him in like a day and a half, but the date is tomorrow, so I'm at the point where I'm going, screw this. I should just say this is off, and I'm going out with somebody else. So now you're saying, what happened to you now?
Right. My advice to you is to go out with somebody else and have a good time.
I agree.
Period.
I actually think I should go out with somebody else
time.
Just because he's taken a day and a half to...
He was calling you several times and texting you yesterday. And then
the day before,
then you texted him back the next morning because you were sleeping or whatever.
I was.
So the guy should have responded immediately to your text.
Immediately? But why does he have to be immediate? What if he had something going on? What if he had something else going on?
No. He doesn't. But it's been,
okay.
It's
doesn't.
Been 24
he's not
hours.
He's not allowed to have a life. He has to be all about you all the time, 24 hours a day.
Well,
that's
who
ridiculous.
Who the hell said that, Riggs? You sound ridiculous.
Hold on.
I'm trying to talk. Listen, I'm telling you, Riggs, you sound ridiculous because you're saying my standards should be that a guy can spend a day and a half before he responds to me. Have some respect.
You already set up a date, though. You already set up the date, right?
I don't have a time or a place.
I thought you said you did.
I don't.
I thought you did. Oh,
well,
I didn't know that changes the whole thing. I thought you already set up a date.
We were talking.
Then yes, move on.
Jesus, can I
tell
you the story? Jesus.
Yeah.
We were talking, and he's like, do you want to go out? Yes. What day? Friday. Okay, let's go out Friday. Okay, let's start texting. There are steps here, Riggs.
Oh, God.
So then I say, okay, I'll go out with you on Friday. Now I've got a phone number, Riggs. Riggs, okay?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. These guys are a dime a dozen. I don't give a damn. If you're not going to write it up for 24 hours, I'm going to go back. I have three other dudes I could ask out on a date.
You got other guys on the bench.
You only got the phone number because you did your investigating alley service.
That's what I was going to tell you what I found.
Oh,
here's
God,
my
yes.
next question.
What did you find? Hold on, Hannah. We got to figure out what did you find. Because you Googled his phone number. What did you find?
I Googled his phone number. Yeah. And you remember when he first texted me, I said, oh, you're a Samsung guy. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
This is all green, right? He's like, yeah, my work pays for it. But then, this is where I need your true help, Riggs. You tell me. When I Googled his number, it came up as a landline in a different city in southeastern Wisconsin. So I am asking you, Riggs, one, is it possible he's got a work phone that's a coming from? This doesn't add up, does it?
No, because how could he be texting you?
Thank you. So I Googled, how do you text? Can you text from a landline? It says yes. But again, no. I'm like, well, is that a business phone that they come out as landlines? That doesn't make any sense to me either.
All right. All right. I changed my tune. Call someone else. Clip this guy.
Okay, thank you.
Call someone else. Clip this guy.
But you never answered about why I'm getting it's a landline.
Who cares? Clip him. Move on. Why would you waste any more time investigating
it? This is like unsolved mysteries when you didn't have the answers and you wanted them. This is what I need, Riggs. Sorry,
okay.
Go ahead, girlfriend.
Go out with your choice of a gentleman, go out with a different guy.
Yeah.
And if this guy calls you back for tomorrow night, say, well,
I'm busy.
I texted you back. I didn't hear from you, so I moved on. Have a great day.
Which is true, you know what? I absolutely agree with you both. That is what's going to happen. I'm going to go out with somebody else, and if he texts me, that's what I'm going to say.
Clip him.
Don't feel guilty about it.
Oh, I don't.
Clip him.
You snooze, you
lose.
Don't
feel guilty about it. You deserve it.
I wasn't feeling guilty.
Thanks,
I was more trying not to be crazy, but it's been 24 hours and like I ain't got time for
Thanks
this.
Thanks for
like,
calling,
bye.
Hannah. Hold on.
My point was in the beginning is if a woman does that and doesn't call the guy, they get really, really upset.
Don't make it about genders. Just be respectful regardless of gender and text someone back when they text you in a reasonable amount of time. Is that fair to say? Is that fair?
Is that fair? Because women have higher expectations.
Is that fair?
We want more respect.
And then you could give the guy Riggs' number and then Riggs can let him down. Just like what he said.
I'll do a breakup service.
Have some respect, you know. Give him the good old lecture, you know.
Yes, I'll give him the.
I was the only reason I was stressed was because I only have a day to make another date now. It's not about losing this random dude. It's about now being stressed about having to get another date all of a sudden and ramp back up the same stories with new dudes every time you meet a new guy. It's like exhausting. You know what I mean? I just want to go on a date.
I love you, Allie.
This is why
you deserve a good man in your life, Allie.
Girl, please.
Yeah.
Apparently, God doesn't think so.
You do. One day, I would like to meet you.
Dude.
But I always wish the best for you and always excited to hear about your dates.
Yep. I'm glad I don't
thank
date.
Thank you, sweetie. I hope I meet you. Love it.
I'm glad I don't date.
I am single as well. And I just kind of, I just lay low and I go out with whoever I want to. And my friends call me the robbing the cradle girl. So I don't know what that means exactly. But
how old are you?
I will be 55 July 4th.
Okay.
How old's the youngest guy you've gone out with? Tell the truth.
28? Look at
damn!
You. You are robbing the cradle.
Damn, girl.
Yes, you are. And that's awesome. Own
that. No, it's not. Riggs, her friends
yes, it
are right.
Is.
Stop dating guys 30 years younger than you.
No, do it. Own it.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong
immature,
with that at all.
They're immature idiots.
It doesn't matter. She's just hooking up with them for the sex. It's fine, Hannah. You keep doing that. See? Look at that. Well, bing.
Okay, fine. If it's just that, fine. Bye.
There you go. See?
Thank you, Riggs.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. You're welcome. 103.7 Kiss FM, a brand new holiday in town, a new federal holiday. Could be coming. Might happen. They're introducing it in Wisconsin, at least. Looks like it. Remember what happened on June 19th? June 19th? What happens when I say June 19th? What do you think of?
I think of Juneteenth.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, why?
What happens when I say October 12th? What do you think of when I say October 12th?
Nothing?
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day. Is it always on October 12th?
I believe so, yes. October
12th. I just
12th.
Know it's in October. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay.
Columbus Day is a federal holiday, right? We get it off. I think we do, don't we? Do we give Columbus Day off or not?
No, we don't, but a lot of people do.
Federally,
we get
yes.
off President's Day. Yeah,
we get Martin Luther King Day off.
Yep, but and now President's Day.
Ron Johnson and James Lankford, two U.S. senators, are talking about replacing Columbus Day with Juneteenth Day as a federal holiday. Just swapping them out.
Ron Johnson said that?
Yep.
Stop it. Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. That's why I mentioned his name.
I'm shocked.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A Republican with feelings? What?
Not even that.
It happens.
Wow. So in Wisconsin? That's impressive. Okay.
Pretty impressive. Because they're saying Juneteenth is a much more significant holiday. It's basically America's second Independence Day. If you don't know, Juneteenth was June 19th, 1865. That was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation when they delivered the news to Texas that slavery was no longer a thing, not a thing to do anymore.
Which seems like something to celebrate to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know what the question is. I don't know why we're not celebrating
that. This weekend, July 4th, we celebrate the independence from Britain as our independence as a country. And you should also celebrate the independence of black people from slavery, which was a huge part of America's history, like it or not. I'm all for it. But they're saying they want to swap them out.
Not even that long ago.
Yeah. And they're saying they want to swap this out rather than adding another holiday because a federal holiday cost the government $600 million in paid time off for federal employees.
Oh.
So they would have to be adding a whole bunch of money if they added a holiday.
Oh.
So what they're saying basically is there's so much crap in the news and by people. I've talked about this for the longest time. Christopher Columbus is a jerk. He was terrible, like a terrible person. Wasn't even really looking for America. Do your research on Christopher Columbus. I'm not lying about it. He's terrible. It makes way more sense to have a federal holiday to celebrate the end of
Freeing of slaves.
So.
And I even saw somebody said it's okay. Like they were talking about a family member who was enslaved. And she said, I try to say enslaved because it's almost like you've lost the humanity. People just say slave and they forget it's like a person who's being beaten and abused and forced to do things. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like property. It was like owning a person.
It's like people don't get it. Yeah. It's nasty. Yeah.
So that's in the running right now. Might happen, might not. It's been kicked around for a while. And of course, with all the injustice and the protests that have been happening this year after George Floyd set off a firestorm over the last, that was May 25th when George Floyd was killed?
It was May 25th, yep.
Yeah, so it might happen.
Crazy.
No more Columbus Day. I'd be all for it.
Me too.
Yep.
On the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between, this is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, I don't know what to believe here, man, but this story is fascinating. We all know Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. We all know they've been together for a long time.
Yep.
We all know they talk openly about struggles in their marriage, but how they stand together and they're united and they have two kids. But this is where the story got juicy. There's a guy now speaking out, claiming he's had a relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith for a long time and that Will is okay with it. That he sat down and talked to Will about it. This is the guy's quote. Who is this guy? August Alsina? Is he famous or is he just like an average dude? Look, whoever the guy is, he's talking. And this is his quote. He said, "I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times. And it's not involving romanticism. He gave me his blessing. I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life, claiming that he loved Jada for years and Will was okay with it, and they had this open relationship." Okay, so now he's only 27, by the way. She's 48.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the story, that she was having this fling with this guy and Will knew about it, and that's their marriage.
Good for him.
Will Smith now speaking out, denying through his rep, denying that he had this discussion with this guy.
Okay.
He denies he ever gave Jada Pinkett Smith permission to have an affair. And his reps are saying the accusations are wrong. So, what do we think, Riggs? Because I have so many different thoughts.
Jada Pinkett Smith also denied it as well. She denied the whole claim as well.
Right. But there's pictures of Jada with this guy. They were friends. But this guy's maintaining he talked to Will about having a relationship with Jada, and they had an open relationship. Will and Jada are denying it. I don't know what to think here.
Maybe it's because
I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm a married guy, but I've never understood an open relationship. Why don't you just date? Like, why?
Because you don't want to split.
For what purpose?
So you're like, if you're one of those people that can, I would think both sides would have to want to be with somebody else. I don't think an open relationship would work
with
if
one
only
person.
One side.
Right.
So I think that when people like want to break up, but it feels too hard or they feel like they have too much invested, it's like, let's just do open. Like, we're connected as friends. I don't know. I'm guessing here. I don't get why you would get married to have relationships with other people. Just be single or not married. It's just stupid. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. It's so weird. The whole point of marriage is monogamy, right?
To be with one
person
for the rest of
your life. So
then why
bother? It's okay. You don't have to be monogamous, but why get married? Like, I don't get, then that's stupid.
You're preaching to the choir. You're reading my thoughts. It's exactly what that's exactly what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense to me at all. And now this feels like, does Will Smith have something coming up? Do one of these people have something in the works that would make me think publicity?
Well, I just had so many different thoughts. Like, I had the first thought of, okay, do they really have an open relationship? My second thought was, is he gay?
Who?
And she's
Will
allowed
Smith?
To. Will Smith. And because we've heard those rumors for years, and I don't know if I believe him. He's always denied him. But that's kind of been the same thing. It's like the Tom Cruise rumors with the Scientology and all that. And there were all these things going on. Now, I don't know. I don't care. I don't even care. Who cares? I don't even care if he's gay. I just want to know. But they're both denying that.
Would it be better if they just said, yes, we're in an open relationship. We bang whoever we want to. That's how we roll.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe,
would that make
I
you
guess.
More, would that put you more at ease?
Well, no.
Wondering about it?
I'm not, like, on edge. I just think it's weird that they talk about working so hard to do their thing, and then a guy speaks out saying he's been in a relationship with her for years, and they're like, nope, not true.
I want to know if August Alsina has anything coming out, because it smells like he's trying to just drum up some attention for himself, if anything.
Well, he might be.
Even if it
he
is.
Might be.
I don't know.
Maybe he got dumped and he's pissed. Who knows?
I always default to publicity because I don't trust Hollywood. I don't trust him. I don't trust them, right? Chalk this up to another reason why I don't want children, for reasons like this. The guy in a sports station.
Because you're responsible for a human life and you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
You're lost.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Don't want anything to do with that. No, thanks. Not my thing. But one of the guys at our sports station just had a baby. His son, who is now almost coming up on a year old, I want to say. So has had some of the vaccinations, you know.
Yeah.
Because you get those at a very young age, I think I was researching earlier.
Yeah, so at first you don't want the baby near it. That's why you have to walk back before Corona. You had to wash your hands before you even walked into a baby's room and held it, you know. So now, because they're not immune, and a lot of them haven't even gotten their shot, so I get why parents would not want a baby around. I mean, my nanny has to quarantine for 2 weeks before she even gets induced.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, just in case.
his parents live in Fond du Lac, and they keep talking about how they want to come down and see the baby, and they want to come down and see the baby.
Yet.
They haven't. No, and he was like, "No, it's COVID right now. I'm uncomfortable with you being around the kid." And they were like, "Well, we're gonna come anyways." So they're coming this weekend.
Oh, that's such a parent thing. That's such a parent thing to do.
So he told them, if you're coming, you're not touching the kid. No kissing, no hugging. You're not getting close to the kid at all. He's just nervous about it. He doesn't want that to happen at all. And I was like, okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from, but I'm not
a parent. But as a parent, it's your baby, dude. You're not screwing around right now. Like, no, thank you. So, could he let his parents, you know? But you said, why don't the parents just go get a COVID test? You can
drive up and
get him now and get him in a couple of days. That seems like...
That's what I told him. I go,
have
your parents go and get a COVID test. Maybe even on the way down from Fond du Lac. I'm sure you could find one on the way.
Wait a day or two and then get your results.
And then once you find out you're negative, then, you know, hug and kiss your grandbaby all you want to. But how would other people deal with this? I'm sure he's not alone in this situation. Maybe you have a new baby.
Did you ask him about making them get tested, or did you not ask him?
I did, and he went, I didn't think about that. And I was like, well, you know, you can get tested.
Either.
You know, you can get tested for COVID 100%. And then as long as they're staying with you, and as long as they're staying, they go straight from there to your house. There's pretty much zero chance of them having anything. So let them hug and kiss up their grandbaby. Because if two people don't have coronavirus, you can't create it out of nothing. Right.
Yeah. I think we get that.
What if other people done in this situation? What should he do? 414-799-1037. You can call or you could text.
the test seems like the best compromise, especially when they're accessible for us right now.
Yeah.
And we can get to them because some people are waiting for hours and hours. And luckily, we're in a good spot where we can get one right now.
I have a radio friend in Texas that paid for one. She paid $250 for a COVID test. $250. And then a week later, they were free in Texas.
Oh,
she was like,
God.
What? What? I'm going to get my money back.
Yeah. Having outbreaks. Yeah. Yeah.
So what should he do with his new kid? Parents coming to town. They want to hug and kiss their baby. Is that the way to go? Having the parents do a COVID test or what? What would you do? 414-799-1037. Grandparents are excited to meet their first grandbaby, but there's coronavirus and the parents are a little nervous about it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Guy in our sports station just had a baby and his parents are coming to town for the holiday weekend and they want to see their new grandbaby. And he was like,
no. They're coming from Fond du Lac, which is relevant.
And he
story.
Said, no, you're not going to touch him. You're not going to kiss him. Nothing like that. I don't want to take the chance with my kid. You can come, you can hang out, but that's it. I suggested that he has his parents go and get a COVID test, but that's just what I thought that would be a good idea, but we were going to throw it out to you. 414-799-1037, and people are calling. They have opinions. Lauren is in Greendale. Lauren, what's up? What do you think?
Well, I completely agree with your coworker. I'm a new mom. My daughter is 14 months, so I had her before the whole COVID situation,
yeah.
But right. I was meticulous when anybody, including my 85-year-old grandmother, came to visit my daughter for the first time in the house. So I was like, okay, granny, not to be weird, but you need to bathe yourself in some hand sanitizer. You go to the bathroom, you need to wash your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, newborns, I'm not sure how new of a newborn this little one is, but they're so susceptible. I mean, the biggest issue with newborns is that you could have a simple cold sore, give it to the newborn, and it could be fatal. I mean, it's just one of those things where, yeah, I get it. Grandparents want to see the new grandkid.
Yeah.
But they have no immune system.
They're just a little sponge. So I completely agree. This is my kid. Like, yeah, you were parents at one point. You can give me some advice if I want to listen to it. But, you know, this is my kid. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, I agree. But the kid's not a newborn. It's probably 8 or 9 months old. But still.
But she's saying it's still susceptible.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. First year is scary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Lauren, well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
But she's right. At the end of the day, it's your kid. So, like, for anyone to tell you how you can keep your kid safe could be, I mean, obviously you can get pretty far out there, but things are different right now.
Madison's in Sturtevant. Madison, what do you think?
I think it's kind of tricky because, I don't know, I have a six-month-old and we are by my fiance's parents all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we were kind of nervous about it and we kept our distance for a while. But at the end of the day, I wanted my child.
You gave up.
You wanted your child to what now?
Have a good relationship with her grandparents. And, you know, as long as you know they're being safe, they're washing their hands, they're taking all the precautions to wash everything in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, how much can you do to really protect your kids? And after a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how much can you do? He's saying you can't come over. He's saying what he wants. That's what he's doing. You know, that's the whole debate about it. Yeah. Because you're kind of saying, well, it gets too hard. It's hard to do. It takes work, which it does. But he's going, screw it. But is this really a ploy to not get his parents to visit Riggs?
I think so. That could be it, too. At the end of the day, maybe. Hey, Madison, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. We'll talk to Crystal in Muskego. Crystal, what do you think?
I think it completely depends on every person's situation. Different. Some people have babies that were in the NICU and stuff like that, where it's definitely, I would never let anyone touch my baby.
Right.
Yeah.
But with me, I have baby number 4, and I'm a little more relaxed. I have confidence in the people that are coming over that they don't think they're sick, and that I know people don't know necessarily if they have this, but I'm a little more relaxed of we got a lot of kids around. So
is this a because Crystal just said this is her fourth and you're a little more relaxed. Do you think because our guy's his first baby, he's overly protective about everything the time?
Yes and no, because I don't think he's completely out of line by during a pandemic saying you can't come over with a newborn or a new baby. However, yes, it totally occurred to me that it's his first. So he's going to be much more careful than who's got 4. You know why? She doesn't have time to give a damn about it.
No.
That's why, Riggs.
You got 4
That's
kids.
Why. Yes. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Crystal. Appreciate listening this morning.
Have a good day.
You too. Well, I think it's just have your parents get a COVID test and then have them come over and kiss their baby. Why not?
Right. I agree with you. I think that's a good compromise. And at the end of the day, his kid is choice. But
yes. Then change the padlocks and just wave from outside. Hi, here you go.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. You thought you were coming in, didn't you?
Kiss them through the window. That's all you get. Baseball coming back. And although they're not having fans in the stands, you could be in the stands virtually. Mm-hmm. And this is interesting how they're doing this at Miller Park. And it goes on sale in about 5 or 6 minutes at the Brewers website. You could purchase a cardboard cutout of yourself to claim your seat at Miller Park.
Do I get to keep the cardboard cutout when it's all said and done? That's like, do I get to go pick it up? Then I would really buy one.
I thought about that same question. I couldn't find an answer, but I do know that this is in celebration of Bob Uecker being with the Brewers, their 50th season as the voice of the Brewers. And 50 years has been the voice of the Brewers. 50.
Jeez.
50th season. Or 50th season. Yeah, 50th season is the voice of the Brewers. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've always wanted to meet Bob Uecker.
Was he 10 when he started?
Probably.
I know he's older, but
I
want to
meet Bob Uecker. He's like the one person in Milwaukee that I want to meet the most. If I could meet one person in Milwaukee, it would be Bob Uecker. And I've never met him. Always wanted to.
That's
never
the one,
have.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know why. But you could, because he's a legend, that's why, honestly. You'll be a member of the, quote, cutout crew, which are fan cutouts, so you send them a picture. They have like a whole detailed directions on what kind of picture to send, what kind of picture not to send.
Yeah.
And then they will print it out, and they will put you up in section 422, where there's a Bob Uecker. I've never been up in section 422.
I've sat in the 400s plenty of times.
It's if you're looking at home plate, it's straight up from home plate all the way up in the top.
Oh.
And there's a little Bob Uecker sitting up there in his little 422 section. And this is just statue of Bob Uecker, and you can have your cutouts up there. Kind of neat, right?
That's cool, man. And yeah. I would crack up. And I would want to keep the cutout. Like, I'm all about all of this.
They should totally send them to you. But for the opportunity is limited, so make sure you get it today. It's on sale here in a couple minutes. Head over to brewers.com if you want to get in on it. I'm sure
it's going to sell out in like 5 seconds.
Of course it will.
A cardboard cutout of yourself in the stands for 50 bucks. Like, so many people are going to blow their money on that. It's great.
And a portion of the proceeds are going to benefit the Brewers Community Foundation, which always does good stuff around the community in Milwaukee. So get yourself in Miller Park. Even if you can't be there, you can have a cardboard cutout of yourself and be like, hey, look, that's me up on TV. I mean, it's a cardboard cutout of me, but it's me.
Hey, Mom, it's me.
Next to Bob Uecker. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So how do we feel about people getting back together after you got cheated on?
It depends on the person.
The amount of people who can get through it.
Has the person taken accountability for the cheating? Are they genuinely sorry? Are they showing remorse? Are they showing they want to change? Maybe. Like Kevin Hart, I think, was one of those people that I thought did it. So I don't know why he's doing it now.
Because he's a good actor and he convinced you on a special, didn't he?
It wasn't a special. It was a five-part documentary. And yes, he convinced me. Yes.
No, that's good. I'm glad he seemed genuine. That's the problem a lot of times with cheaters. They seem genuine and then you're getting played, right?
Yeah.
So look, here's my point. They're smooth talkers usually. Here's the thing.
Well, yeah.
Khloe Kardashian split with Tristan Thompson because he cheated on her.
Yeah.
He got busted by the paparazzi a day before she gave birth, cheating on her. So God only knows how many there were.
Yeah.
And then they kind of tried to seem like work it out, but she never said they were back together yet. He was around. Well, enter quarantine where Kylie got back together with Travis Scott. Khloe decided to get back together with Tristan Thompson because they have all this time to focus. And we talked about this with Kylie Jenner. I asked you then. I said, the second life goes back to normal and they're on tour or they're playing basketball, are they going to be able to keep it in their pants, Riggs?
Well,
and that's my fear for these dummies, okay?
They're going to have to now because all these NBA athletes are quarantined to this one little bubble area so they can't leave.
You don't think there's going to be chicks somewhere in a room for them? Give me a break.
I've been
around the block enough times and
I think they're going to be really strict about who comes in and who sees the players and who leaves.
I agree.
Like, this season, the groupie game is going to be very weak for some of these players.
The groupie game is going to be a small group, is my point.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to disappear.
No.
But I think it's going to be small and quarantined in a room we don't know about. This is just me. See, you have your conspiracy theories about Corona. I got conspiracy theories about celebrities. Okay?
That's right. That's right. It's all a hoax.
Here's the thing. It's crazy. But Chloe has this big rock now on her finger. And her and Tristan, she said, they're working on things. He's dedicated to the family. She loves it, but they're not engaged. It's just a big rock on her finger. And I'm like, okay, good luck. So Tristan Thompson and Chloe are back together is what I'm getting at. But she's downplaying it, saying they're working on everything and he's doing really well, but they're not engaged.
We'll see how that plays out.
If they were having a normal life right now, I might accept it a little. But this is too crazy.
Yep.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
You're going to out somebody on the radio? Go ahead.
Dude, this is such a great story.
You're right ahead.
Look, it's a long weekend. It is our Friday. Sorry if you've got to work this weekend, but today's our Friday and a lot of people's. And something funny happened at the beach the other day. I had to tell you about, Riggs.
All right. Go right ahead.
So I told you. I ran into two girls I know. Actually, the girl I knew was one of our old interns, her sister.
Yeah.
And so I started talking to them, and then I was laying on my towel at the beach, and they were laying at theirs to the side. But you know I'm nosy, so I was still listening to everything they were saying.
Yeah.
And they started singing songs. They were bumping, and then I hear Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Okay? And I'm like, oh, okay. They're bumping Kiss right now. So I'm like, I'm really getting into it. And then I'm like, they start singing.
Okay.
Bless her heart. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Evan, girlfriend. She goes, I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm alive. And I went, and I turn, I go, and her friend goes, it's dry, not drunk. And she goes, no, it's drunk.
What, this
so
right
you know
here?
Me. You know me.
Yes.
Listen. It sounds like drunk. It sounds like drunk. I get it.
I thought it said I'd rather be
drunk, but at least I'm alive, right? No.
I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm in love is what I hear.
Oh, no. You're way off, too.
See?
So I, being the DJ, of course, and Miss Know-It-All, was like, honey, it's dry, not drunk. And she's like, oh, it is? And then she believed me. And I said, no, it's totally dry. I said, I Googled the lyrics because the first three times I heard Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm alive. No, it's about raining. It's about heartbreak. It's about struggle. It's about I'd rather be dry, not but crying, but at least I'm alive. So we had this whole discussion because everybody messes up lyrics. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
And that is such a damn good. I may make you play it next. If we're not going into commercials, it's so damn good. But I was like, you know, but she's sitting there, at least I'd rather be drunk. So I was like, you got the lyrics wrong, honey.
Hey, people get lyrics wrong all the time. I legitimately thought the words in this song right here. I thought it was when the bones are good, the breasts don't matter. I was like, why are you saying?
Oh, shut up, Rick.
I promise you, I thought that. Yes. I go, why is she saying the breasts? What does that mean?
You're such a, because you're a man. And you
I know.
Think about sex. That's why.
Always. But that's
see,
what
now
I thought
I hear that one, too. Stop, you're playing too many good songs, but no. But it was a funny story from the beach I had to tell you of her singing, then saying, I know the lyrics, and then, okay, maybe I don't know the lyrics. And
I'm all about
Googling lyrics, huh?
Have you messed up lyrics to songs before? All the time. Well, all the time.
Dude,
especially
I'm the
rap
one
songs. When they're rapping really fast, I have to Google lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Well, I mean, rapping's a talent. You either have it or you don't.
And
we
I don't.
Come on.
No.
But that's the thing. I was saying drunk for the first three times I heard that song too.
Yeah.
So how can I told her. I said I did the same thing. So
I don't know. Are there songs that you messed up the lyrics to maybe? You can admit it openly on the radio. 414.
Or did you bust somebody and it was her funny story? Yeah. That would be funny too.
414-799-1037. You can call or text. We'll talk to you or read your text next. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie at 9:51. You hope you enjoy your holiday weekend. And if you're one of those people that works, I'm sorry you have to work. But be glad you have a job that can pay you money so you get to work over the weekend. So when you complain and you go, well, I have to work this weekend, be glad you have a job because millions of people don't have jobs. But if you are enjoying it off, Cool. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie? Did you learn anything? I learned something about you.
Okay, go ahead.
I learned that Allie, instead of getting stood up by a very, very interesting situation with a Tinder guy, texting back and forth, and he just stopped responding to you.
Which then, I have done to other people, but
right?
not when we're texting.
So
I mean.
You're going to ghost him and move on to someone else and have a date with somebody else tomorrow. Why
it's
not?
It's not that serious. I mean, I've talked to him like three times. I really don't care, but I was like, dude, can you just let a sister know if we're going to go out? Because I got three dudes on hold over here.
Nope. No, he's not going to do that. He won't even extend you the courtesy. So, yeah.
Try a damn catfish. This is why I don't have time for this crap, dude.
Could be.
See?
Could
but anyway. Be. Yeah, so we'll see if I end up going on a date or not.
All right. What did you learn on the show?
My kids are gone. They're up north for the weekend. I'll leave it at that. I learned that Riggs could not wait. And I can't believe you got one. You couldn't wait to buy a cardboard cutout of yourself that they're going to put in Bob Uecker's section, section 422 at Miller Park.
Damn right they are.
They are going to put that whole section, $50 for a cardboard cutout of yourself, and then it goes to the Brewers Community Foundation or whatever it is called.
Yep.
And Riggs got in!
Allie, let me read you the email that I just got. It says, Dear Andrew, that's my government name. Thank you for your order and for supporting Brewers Community Foundation. We've received your order and we'll review it shortly. The Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club reserves the right to reject any photo for any reason. So they've gotten my photo, and it's a picture of me wearing my, I got a shirt that says Milwaukee County Stadium on it, and that's what
you
I submitted. And I don't know if they're going to take it or not. I don't know. Maybe they'll appreciate the irony and the nostalgia of my shirt, or I'll get rejected. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll find out, and I'll let you know as soon as I get back from vacation next week. If it goes through or not. Enjoy the rest of your day. Allie, you want to hang out and play some more music for us?
Okay.
Cool.
I'll stay.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.